Also, the one little thing to talk about. This like it's it. I'll let you hear. I'll wait for the podcast to see what you think. Uh-huh. It's not like I saw a post and I'm curious. Like in a sense, I don't think it's gonna happen. But I think it's something interesting to talk about.
Okay.
I'll share it. Like it's not crazy. It's like it's more. It's just. It's interesting. I think it'd be interesting to talk about.
Okay.
So I'll say that it's not like it's not the West. It's something related to Chris Paul's injury.
Okay.
So I'll say that the podcast. Like, yeah, I want to get. Remind me if I forget, because I might to get into that.
Okay, man.
Because there's 24 games left in regular season.
Yeah! Podcast on, baby.
What do you do, baby?
Yeah.
It's been too long. How's y'all beautiful people been doing?
Welcome to the Mayo Chocolate Podcast. I'm your host, Brian. I'm with
Suit Lion Jake. Let's get into it.
We may or may not be a little intoxicated.
That's not the point right now. But we're going to get into some basketball.
I already know basketball in my head like this.
And this is what we do. This is what we do.
Exactly. And, I told you, this podcast is strictly like a lunch table, like a, you know, you're sitting around with your homies talking about sports, barbershop like, talks.
No other shot talks, sitting around playing dominoes, talking sports, talking
exactly,
hoops.
Talking sports.
We're sitting here watching basketball, watching UConn, Villanova, men's basketball.
Exactly, since the All-Star break just happened. It's December, 20th, not December, February 22nd.
Yeah, you know, December.
February, it's 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-22.
Yeah, I'm out there, an extra 2 in there. The hookies are fucked.
Yeah.
We throwing twos out there, baby.
It's 8:49. We're watching the Villanova UConn game. Just because, you know, obviously.
It's basketball.
I mean, obviously the All-Star break, they got their week off.
So. Is it this or Scandal? So, you know, I was in the area, you know, choose.
Right. It's either that or Scandal. So, yeah. So,
we are back. It's been forever. I hope y'all missed us. If not, you know what I mean?
If not, whatever. Welcome to the show.
If not, well, fuck you. Here we go.
Yeah, we're drunk. So, anyway.
So,
let's get started. We didn't get to the trade deadline, which I was
like, there really wasn't too much buzz besides one major trade. James Harden is now a Sixer in the pussy of the East. I mean, Ben Simmons is now on the Brooklyn Nets.
He's on the Nets.
Hey, man, what can I say? You know, Sean is soft. Ben Simmons is now in a situation he feels comfortable. He feels mentally stable. He's done with his therapist shit.
Well, not yet, at least.
And then probably not. And you get a game into like Kevin Durant cuss his ass out and he'll probably request another trade.
All right, let's be on my ass. So Ben Simmons gets traded to the Nets for, he comes with Seth Curry. He comes with Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond and two
first round picks.
Was it somebody else?
It was Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, two picks.
That's right.
So not at all what Philly wanted originally, because apparently Philly wants like two star players and picks. I don't know how that works, because Ben Simmons is not.
Ben Simmons ain't worth shit. Hey, that's what James Harden, I guess.
But I mean, yeah. So, Daryl Morey got what he wanted. Like, since the moment he touched down in Philly, he like, yeah, I want James Harden.
You know what's funny? The day after that trade happened, you hear the rumors that who they think about getting as the next head coach.
What?
Mike D'Antoni.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
They're going to make this team the Houston of the East, though.
The Houston of the East, yeah. They're going
to get fucking... To be fair. Nene and... If they can have Joel Embiid and James Harden with a bunch of shooters, they could do something now.
Yeah?
They could do something now. If Joel Embiid can stay healthy...
Yeah, well, they lost one of their best shooters, Seth Curry.
But they still got Elias Harris. They still got Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey. Yeah, I'm getting these They still got. They got a good team, though. They got a nice team.
Still a solid team. I mean, especially with how Maxey's been.
They need a good defender too. I can't.
Matisse Thybulle.
Yeah, I always mess with his name. Yeah, he's really good
defender.
So they got a good team. They got a nice team.
Yeah. Will their defense be well? The defense not going to get any better, obviously. It's just
but they got Zonny down the block of shots, and they got a decent run. They're the solid team.
Yeah, they have a solid team. They're definitely one that can push the envelope to trying to get.
I could see a Sixers Milwaukee kind of finals.
Okay, so then I have a question for you then. Well, since you think that, then how do you think? What do you think about the Nets? They got Seth Curry, another nice guard. Then they had Andre Drummond, another center off the bench, because off the top of my head,
he's starting the center now.
There's Nick Claxton, mm-hmm. And then along the other, I don't know who the
Joe, other what's going on with Joe Harris? Is he still hurt?
I think so. Well, where? I don't know where he'd
been. I don't know what happened. I know, I heard he was hurt. I don't know exactly what happened.
I don't know if it was season ending or if it was just...
Yeah, I was wondering the same shit. I didn't really take time to look into it, but I heard he was hurt.
So, yeah, I know, oh, definitely hurt. I just don't know.
Because I saw that Seth Curry's going to take his place.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that's like this, and I was like, listen to it. Like, that's they're talking about he's going to replace him.
Yeah.
I mean, Seth Curry's nice. Like, Seth Curry's really good. Like, if I was a Sixers, like, when I saw the trade, I was a little hesitant. I was like, I would not have wanted to get up Seth Curry.
Yeah.
Then I get, like, you know, you're getting James Harden, you have to get up things you might not want to.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would have personally liked to see them have kept Seth Curry. But I would rather have kept Tyrese Nasty and shit, you know, like...
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Tobias Harris of the world. I would rather have kept
him. I think they were looking for Dybul.
Yeah. And they was like, nah.
Yeah. So I have a question. Who do you think won the trade?
I would say...
Off rip. No game has been played yet between any of them. So we can't even decide...
I always have to go with the team that got the best player. Like, that's my rule of thumb when it comes to trades.
Yeah.
Who got the best player? And if say it's not the best player, the other team got three or four, like two or three other players that were really good, that weren't much lower than them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe whoever got the best player, like maybe they just trade.
Yeah.
The Lakers get like fucking four players.
Two picks.
Yeah, it's like two or three picks, four players, that they got by far the best player. So they won. And they got a championship. Yeah. And they got a ring. So they won the trade.
Yeah.
So I always, especially because football is different. Like, it's strictly basketball. Who got the best player won the trade. So I would say the Sixers because they got James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
So that what does what do you think? It's close. It's a good deal for both teams. I think.
Okay, so I wasn't completely biased. I remember I was at the Xbox party and someone else said that Brooklyn won the trade immediately. Didn't even think about it, right?
I don't think.
And then I told him, I'm like, well. You got you another guard that can't defend. You got you another small guard that can't defend.
Yep.
You got you Ben Simmons, which Ben Simmons is a great defender.
And Andre Drummond ain't a good defender.
Andre Drummond can
get rebounds.
Not a very good offensive player.
Yeah.
He can dunk and he can rebound, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, that's the least you can do to be a center in the league.
6'10" center.
Yeah. But, I mean, Andre Drummond, I mean, prime Andre Drummond was a really great rebounder. So.
The 20th game.
Yeah, exactly. So... that's what I'm saying. So then versus a superstar point shooting guard.
Point guard also
your center who's averaging the most assists in the NBA. Probably Chris Paul now, but at the time he was averaging the most assists.
The best center in the league this year.
With the best center in the league this year. So then. Then that's all I was thinking. And then I changed his mind. I was like, okay, maybe now I feel like... That's how he said maybe the Sixers might have won the trade.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. Mm-hmm. It could go well for Brooklyn or it could go bad. That's really what
it is. Yeah, it's there. Like, it's one or the other. Like, it's going to be really good or really bad.
No in between. I can't see the 76ers trade going bad.
Unless there's some ungodly reason James Harden doesn't re-sign. Because he is a 3-8.
No, he already resigned.
Did he?
For like 2 more years.
Okay, I didn't see that. He extended.
Okay. Almost immediately after. So,
okay, see, I just said that was the only thing. That was one thing that I was kind of hesitant about. Okay, I didn't know that point.
Yeah, no, he did resign for at least another 2 years. So, the only thing I can say that would not work here in Philly was that maybe James Harden's ego. But that's a long shot.
I think James Harden, like, he got traded to Brooklyn last year. He came in committed right to play. Remember last year, he was talking about he might be the MVP last year?
Yeah.
And then they were like, he was doing great until, like, Kyrie started saying, fuck everybody, and KD got hurt. He was like, no, why am I here?
Right.
I think that's what he started doing this year. When James Harden goes to Philly and starts being, like, fully back into shape and being engaged and wanting to win.
Yeah.
I think people are going to start to realize, hey, this dude's really fucking good. Like,
yeah.
I really don't, I truly believe people are going to start to realize, like, that this, oh, James Harden's not as good. He fell off. No, he wasn't invested. He's invested in this team. You're going to see the best James Harden that you've seen, like he did last year.
I feel like you get put, all right, you want out of Houston because you don't think you're getting the job done in Houston, right? So, you go to a Brooklyn Nets team with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Originally. I know what you're about to say.
Yeah.
And
you know what you're about to say. I know.
Now is half of Kyrie Irving
and no KD,
and now a her KD, but not for too long, but for a while. For a while, mm-hmm. No KD. But automatically.
And who else?
Huh?
Here's one thing I thought. And who else? Who else they got? Joe Harris is hurt.
Joe Harris is hurt.
Before the trade.
Before the trade, yeah. They didn't really have nobody like that.
How far are they going in the playoffs?
Yeah, but KD will be back for the playoffs.
How far are they going in the playoffs for this team?
I mean, come on. All right, but still, a team with Kevin Durant and James Harden could still get you some.
They were literally the 6th seed, 7th seed.
No, because they lost 11 in a row.
And I understand that they're like.
They lost 11 in a row because they have half of Kyrie Irving, and then they have. Then James Harden had a hamstring.
Say KD comes back, right? Mm-hmm. Say they made the 7th seed and have to play like Milwaukee in the 1st round.
Yeah.
They get bounced 1st round.
If they had everybody? You think so?
Well, they don't have everybody because Kyrie's not playing home games.
Well, yeah. All right. Kyrie's not having home games. So you already had. Okay. So you get first 2 games, you have Kyrie Irving.
Then the next 2 games, you don't.
Yeah. But the next 2, oh, yeah. It's literally half of Kyrie Irving. Yes.
Like, unless it goes 7, you're only having 3 games.
And you do, but you do have games. You do. You will have game 7, though.
But that's saying, okay, that means he's playing 4 games. Those 4 games, he's got to be on top of his fucking game. He can have 1 bad game, yeah. 1 off game, 1 game where he's not fully invested, not paying attention.
Yeah.
He has 1 fuck-up game.
Mm-hmm.
They're done.
Yeah.
So, and that's if anybody else does their shit. KD does his shit. James Harden does his shit.
But KD's going to do his shit.
Yeah, I know.
We can call
him
the shit KD.
Now, I will say, KD did have like a 9-31 game in Milwaukee last year when they lost by 36. Not you know,
about, he was by himself though.
I'll give you that. He was by himself. Yeah. I was like, no, Kyrie got hurt that game. I think anyways. But,
yeah.
But still, like KD is KD. Like I'm not saying that he's not, but he's not. You can't expect him to go to fucking like 11, like 12 or 18 to 35 points at the game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, you can't expect that. I mean, like, it's definitely a team.
Like, you can't expect that, but like, because he's fucking KD. But like. Some team might have an off game. He knows like they're fucking triple team on that they fucking play. Like, there's only so much you can do.
Right. But like if all things considered, you get at least half Kyrie, but you have a healthy James Harden, a healthy Kevin Durant.
Here's my thing.
It's still doable. It's doable.
That's facts. I have one major question/issue.
Okay.
Who's going Giannis?
You see, yeah, darling.
Who's stopping that fucking monster down low?
That's what you're going to, but that's what I'm saying at that point.
Because no one's guarding him.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to draw there? Kyrie or James Harden?
That's what I'm saying. Come on,
great lockdown defenders there.
You see, that's the thing with the Nets. I've always pointed out, their defense is hard. Their defense is subpar, but their offense together as a unit can possibly outscore other teams, whether of defense or not, which I get it. You always gonna say who's gonna guard this guy, who's gonna guard that guy, who's gonna guard that guy. But like, I mean, it works. It sometimes works out the end. KD almost by himself took them 7.
No, you're right. No, you make a valid point. I'm just kind of doing like. Kind of playing devil's advocate, you know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of like, what if, you know, like, not like necessarily that it would happen, because KD, like you said, KD carried them to 7, then it by his fucking self. Like, we know
toe on the line almost.
If he didn't have the fucking size 19-foot shoe,
yeah.
He might have won that goddamn series, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He would have won that series, actually, like.
Yeah, that would have been the game.
Like, that's just how it goes. Like, I'm not arguing KD's not, you know, KD's already that's like the fucking lead. He went healthy.
Yeah.
He, in my opinion, that's the baddest fucking man on the planet. I love and respect Giannis. I take KD over Giannis any day.
Right.
That's just me, though. And I get that. I understand that. The Giannis is not far behind him. The Giannis' team is so much better, so much more superior than the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be a good series. It'd go like 6, probably 7.
Yeah.
But the Bucks, and especially if they're the playoff pedigree now.
Yeah.
I think that they would probably get the advantage.
True.
I would give them the advantage.
So even now?
Especially
now with Ben Simmons on the team?
Especially now, because now you lose an offensive player.
You lost Kyrie. You lost half of Kyrie. You lost James Harden.
But like you said, like you have half of Kyrie.
You have half of Kyrie.
And that's going to hurt, though. That's going to hurt.
Yeah.
You're going to have KD go for like 50 one of those games. Which he probably will, because he's fully capable of doing that.
Mm. Well, okay, so you have KD. You have at least a good defense of Ben Simmons, right?
Yeah, he's a great defender.
Then you have half of Kyrie.
So, you got Seth Curry. You got Alonzo Johnson.
You got Seth Curry. You have Patty Mills. You have. I'm going to assume Joe Harris comes back sooner or later.
I'm gonna look that up.
You look that up, and I guess I'll get to the statement. Okay, so then you thought you had Milwaukee Sixers Eastern Conference Finals.
I would say that's a scenario.
If anybody had to be in the Eastern Conference Finals between the Nets and the Sixers, it would be the Sixers. You think if anybody had to be between the Nets and the Sixers, who is going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals? I would say the Sixers. Okay. So then,
personally, depending on what the matchups are, who they play, I would say the Sixers. I would be shocked if it was the Nets. But, I would say the Sixers.
Okay. So then, what do you think that the 76ers would have that can be a title contending team? You think Harden would make that difference for Philadelphia? They couldn't beat the Raptors back in 2019, and then they couldn't beat the Hawks back in 2021. You think James Harden would make that difference to get them to the title, to get them to the finals?
I think he could be.
Yeah?
I think he could be.
James Harden hasn't been in the finals since 2012.
I understand that. He also hasn't had a player like fucking Joel Embiid, though.
Well, he had Kevin Durant.
That team was no. They were playing the Don Led team. That was the turn of the win.
Yeah. Harden didn't have that great.
He's not a great series. He's played like shit. I'll fully give you that.
And then what? And then his regular playoff. He only had to lose to the Warriors. Since Houston, he only lost to the Warriors.
That's my only everybody says. Oh, he's had playoff terrible outings. He said something that games like, if your only knock on you is getting knocked out by the Warriors in the playoffs, that's not really a bad knock if you ask me. They've won four fucking championships.
Yeah.
It's not like you're losing to some team that's getting their ass kicked in the finals. They're not going to beat 3-0. After 3 games, it's done. No, they're going to beat the fucking Warriors.
Yeah.
Not even the Warriors, the KD-led Warriors. What the fuck are you supposed to do?
That's who those were,
No, I
just... We're just Steph.
Yeah, still. That's a 73-9-win team, though.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's still, That team was disgusting.
He's only lost the champs.
I will say, the 73-9 year, I don't think they played each other in the playoffs.
First round.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. It was
2015, Western Conference Finals, right? Yeah. And then 2016, the first round, because that was the year that Harden got disrespected. Didn't even make an All-NBA team every 30 a game.
It was 2017 or 2018?
2017, it was...
Houston. And
Houston.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, and then 2018 was with also Chris Paul, but they still lost.
Less of degree.
To a KD-less. Because, KD got hurt game 5, 2018?
Against the fucking...
The Rockets. He got hurt.
Yeah.
2018. Game 5. Still lost that game. Whole game 6.
It was his claw. And then he tore his Achilles.
Mm-hmm. Half of game 5. And then all of game 6 they lost.
Yeah.
I felt like that was a blunder on Harden's part. They could have won. Because 2017, the whole narrative was Chris Paul got hurt. That's why they lost, right?
No, they lost and missed 25 straight threes.
That's also true. But in hindsight... People were like, oh, Chris Paul.
Yeah, didn't get that in hindsight, if Chris Paul would have played, they people thought they were the one. I was one of those people.
And then Kevin Durant got hurt game 5. You still lost game 5, and you lost game 6. Yes. That's a blunder. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's had his blunders. I'm not going to say he hasn't had his blunders, because he has. He definitely has. I'm just saying, he's not as terrible in the playoffs. People naking out to D. He's not some oh god, this James in the playoffs. He's gonna fuck this up somehow.
Okay.
That's not the case. He's had his moments where he's not played great. But he's also had his moments where he's played really fucking spectacular.
But
people forget he came down. He came down from a 3-1 deficit. People forget he came down from a 3-1 deficit. That's against a really really fucking good football team, though. That's so underrated. I heard that the other day. I forgot about that.
I did forget about that too.
You know the game 5. You know he had 39 points. He shot 12-17. He had like, I think it was like 8 free throws. During that knee, wasn't that knee, he had like, yeah. He was like 7-13 or 7-11 from 3-point line.
Yeah.
Down 3-1. That's winner go home.
Yeah.
And it was, and that was in L.A. Mm. It was, I think it was Staples Center. So, like, that shit, like, that, like, it shows, like, he's got what it takes.
So, yeah, we always talk about the hard competition in the West, right? Mm-hmm. But this East Conference is looking really,
it's
really
good, nice. Though. It's so good.
What do you think about other teams in the league besides the Nets? Besides the Bucks. The Bucks are going to be in there, right?
The Bucks, you have the Bulls, Nets.
You have Miami, you have... I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Like the Hawks are a team that they get hot. I wouldn't want to play the Hawks.
Right. You don't want to play anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
The Celtics are coming. The Celtics are
coming.
They're coming,
though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so, like.
Any team with Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown on, I don't want to play them,
So, seeding is very, very important. Because if you want home court advantage, especially when you're the Sixers and not the Nets now, because the Nets would be more advantage of wanting.
They're not going to say they don't want home court advantage, but, like, privately, I know they're okay with playing on the road.
Yeah, because they have Kyrie Irving, yeah.
Like, so I know they are.
It's a hilarious predicament. And I love the state of the NBA game this season because usually it's always the West. It's always like, who's going to win the West?
And the West is still really good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, the West is still good.
But the East is actually really good.
The East is actually really good because, like, one, like, Miami can go on a 4-game losing streak and we'll be the 16th. You know what I mean? Like,
and, it was just the number one seed.
Yeah, it was just the number one seed. So, like, it can go either way with this, like, with the seeding.
Speaking of seeding, I want to get into something. Uh-huh. It'll be right the second, but, like, I want to get into something relatively soon. Mm. Because it's something I saw a post about something and I want to get your take on it.
Okay,
so if you heard our snippet, I didn't even know we were recording earlier. He was talking about the Suns when Chris Paul was injured, right? He's out like 6 to 8 weeks, right? Mm. The Suns had a 6.5-game lead for the number one seed.
That's right.
About 24, 25 games left. It's one of the 24, 25 games. I think it's 24, but I'm not sure.
And Chris Paul is out 6 weeks.
So he's talking this rest of the regular season.
Right.
And the Warriors are the number two seed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If the Warriors catch up to the Suns and the Suns lose the number one seed, we need to reevaluate Devin Booker as being a superstar. Because you're the 6.5-game lead with a great team.
Yeah, that's right.
And you had 20... That means you have to lose, like, one of the three games, basically.
Yeah.
To lose... And, like, one of the... You have to lose... You have to go on the Cathalia, like, 4 out of 5 losing streak to lose that. Mm-hmm. And you're the number one seed. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't think it will happen because I believe in Devin Booker.
Yeah, even Devin Booker said, like, they should be okay.
Yeah, like I'm the biggest Devin Booker fan. Is like, I love Devin Booker. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just saw it as, like, what if it does happen? We might need to reevaluate Devin Booker's ability to carry this team because Chris Paul is in his year 19, too, year 18.
Yeah.
He's not going to do this forever.
Yeah.
Like, his time's coming to an end sooner than later.
Yeah.
And so this is gonna fall on Devin Booker.
Yeah.
So I'm curious and also kind of excited to see how he handles the situation. Mm-hmm. He has some other situation like this against the Clippers in the conference finals when it was Chris on his first two games. They won those first two games.
Yeah.
Now, so I'm very curious.
Without Holmes?
Yeah. Yeah, they won the first two games without him.
Yeah.
And they came back to game 3, they lost. They're like, he came back to game 3 in Los Angeles. Because the first game there was Chris Paul, not Chris Paul, didn't look at the 40-point triple double.
Right.
Then in game 2, he had a really great game. They had a great, like, their team is so good, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I love watching the Suns play because they are such a great team. Though. They are, like, they have, like, 8 or 9 guys that are really good.
Okay, so what's your point? So let's say this. So what do you think is more likely to happen? The Suns can keep their lead in the West, or they drop down and lose.
I say they keep their lead in the West. I say they stay on top, stay the number one seed. Uh-huh. But I'd be disappointed / interested to see what happens if they lose it. Mm. What do you think?
I feel like they can hold it. It's 6 games. Draymond's still not back for the Warriors. I don't know when he'll be back for the Warriors.
What happened to Draymond?
Something with his calf. Something of the sort. It's when Klay Thompson came back. It ended up being like soreness.
That was
a while
ago, too.
Yeah, Klay Thompson. It was Klay Thompson's first game back.
That's like a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Drake started that game just so he could be out in the court with his friend, right?
Yeah.
But then he hopped off the court. Or not hopped off the court. They fouled, and then he left the game. Mm-hmm. He hadn't been back since. It was eventually just soreness, and then it ended up being a injury in itself that I don't think it required surgery, but still needed to be very, very taken care of. So maybe I feel like he'll be back maybe like a week after they come back. Maybe.
I mean, I hope so. I'd like to see him come back.
They said it's not going to require surgery. That's what they say.
So and, it's just recovering.
Yeah, and the Warriors are kind of shady about their injuries.
Yeah.
Andre Iguodala said back when he had a bone bruise of some sort, but they kind of labeled it as soreness.
And that sounds like why KD kind of said fuck y'all because they mislabeled this fucking injury.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not very spotty on announcing injuries.
They're not great at fucking like identifying the injuries. Maybe. Yeah.
So let's say best case scenario, Draymond comes back like a week after All-Star break. Steph Curry get hot. Draymond comes back. They start clicking as a unit. They can probably take the Suns, even if they win some games. Because yeah. I feel like the Suns will lose some games just off of the strength of Chris Paul being
They're going to lose. Everybody's going to lose games. That's how it goes.
That's what I'm saying.
King of 24 and 0.
So I feel like the best case scenario for the Suns is if Draymond doesn't come back in time, the Warriors can still lose some games.
I did also see the Suns had the sixth easiest schedule left.
Sixth easiest?
Yeah.
Okay. So
they don't have a super tough schedule. Like they collect most of their tough games.
Yeah.
So like I don't know what the Warriors is. They could have the easy I don't know.
Yeah.
I know the Suns had the sixth easiest schedule left. I did see that today.
Okay.
So that's one reason I'm like, okay, they should not lose this. Mm-hmm. But if somehow they did, that it could be a top. It's something to talk about.
But either way, it's the first or second seed. You're going to have home court for the majority of the season until you unless you face the Warriors yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to have home court advantage.
Yeah.
So, it's not the worst thing in the world.
You want to see the Warriors to conference finals.
You don't want to see. Anyway. I mean, if you want to see the Warriors conference finals, you have to get home court.
Not a personal opinion. I don't know the Warriors make it there.
Huh?
I don't know if the Warriors make it to conference finals.
So, I disagree, but I want to know who you think would knock them off.
Grizzlies.
Huh?
I really, really like the Grizzlies.
All right, this is where I leave. So, you think the Grizzlies... Okay, so, I don't know the standings on the West.
They're the 50 right now.
You think the Grizzlies should beat the Warriors?
I'm not saying they're going to. I'm saying I like the Grizzlies though.
I like
their makeup. I like the way they play. Yeah. I love John. I love Jackson Jr. I loved him at college. Loved him now.
Yeah.
I love Dylan Brooks.
Desmond Bane.
And Desmond, I love the way they play. Like I. Just, and it says they're a homegrown team. That they got good draft picks.
I love homegrown teams.
Those are my favorite teams that I watch. Just like they did it. They did it the most natural, organic way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you can't like that's like you want to steal my heart. Talking to your shit like you go to the draft and just get gems anywhere though.
Yeah.
Like this your top two pick. Obviously, you're fucking out of the park. John Morant's an all star.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the NBA. Then you're second round player.
You'll be all NBA.
Another like top 10 player, Jan Jackson Jr. Like, and they're like these. That's how you win, bro.
Yeah.
And it saves money. Man.
It saves you money because you have bird rights. Yeah.
And you can still sign through your agents. Like I love it.
Yeah.
See, they kind of stole the heart lately. Like okay. I love the Grizzlies. Another team I like is they fuck around for the Nuggets with Jamal Murray getting healthy and Nikola Jokic. I don't know how that matchup goes.
Who?
The Warriors.
The Warriors facing Nuggets with Jamal Murray. Okay, so and then
Nakatola Jr. is coming back soon. I don't know when. I've heard he's coming back this year though.
And BJ hasn't been playing.
He had a back injury. He's missed like all year.
I didn't know that.
He's missed literally all year. I don't know if all the
Jamal Murray got hurt around April. So, ACL injury is going to get you at least a year.
Depends. 10 months.
10 months?
Ten, depending on how strong you are with rehab.
Achilles gets you a year.
Achilles gets you a year. Unless your fucking 10 acres gets you 8 months. I don't fucking know that's possible. I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck that from the bottom of my heart, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
It's just in football? As a running back?
Yeah.
What steroids did you take, though? Like, I'm not kidding. What steroids did they give you? I really want to know. ACL is like 10, like 10, 11.
10 to 12 months.
Yeah, something like around that. I thought 9 to 12 months around that time. Mm-hmm. If you rehab really fucking hard, it'd take 9 months.
Okay. So well, we're already at the 10 month stage because he did it, what, around April, May?
Something like that.
Ish.
Because it's before the playoffs.
Yeah,
I know.
For sure.
So something is.
If it gets the Warriors.
I said April.
I watched that game specifically.
I said April. When. I'll look it up, actually. But when he comes back, I truly think the Nuggets tonight would be scared of.
I feel like the Nuggets should always be somewhere to be scared of because they have Nikola Jokic. But do I agree that they can beat the Warriors? Excuse me. That they can beat the Warriors? I don't know about that. I feel like the Warriors are my favorite to win. So, in reality, I can't imagine them getting bounced out before the finals.
April 12th.
April 12th? Yeah, so we're already at 10 months.
Over 10 months. Like, a week over 10 months.
We're already at 10 months. I have not really heard of his comeback.
It'll be soon. I don't think that'll be this. It'll be soon.
MPJ, I'm not sure. I haven't heard of his comeback. I'm not even lying. I didn't even know he was injured.
He ain't played all year. He's not played all year.
That is just kind of horrifying. I'm not going to lie.
That's what I'm saying, though. So, and they're like the fifth seed.
Yeah, and they're the fifth seed.
They're the, I'm telling you,
the Nuggets are really a good team.
Look, that's the only reason I say, like, the Warriors in the conference, and saying the Suns, too. Mm. Like, they're saying the Suns Warriors in the finals is not a guarantee.
Yeah.
Because calling me an optimist, calling me a fucking LeBron lover, I'm not ruling out the Lakers yet. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do it. I'm just... I'll never not believe in LeBron. Mm-hmm. I'll always give him a chance to pull off the miracle. I'd love to see them get to the conference finals. I'm definitely not predicting it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, would I be shocked? I'm not going to be shocked. I'd be pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm never going to rule out LeBron in his ability to carry a team. I know it's year 19. I believe in him.
Yeah.
So, like, that's another team that, like, say they're fucked down to the Warriors in the first round without Draymond.
Yeah.
I think that, like, it could get interesting, you know what I mean?
True.
I'm not saying they're going to win. The Warriors could very well beat the Lakers in, like, 5-6 games, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I think it could be interesting, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't want to say as a guarantee anybody's going to get to the conference finals. Because, like you said, like, those conferences are really tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had good teams all around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
I'm sure we're still getting other good teams out there, too.
What do you think about the Jazz?
Not much.
Yeah, I don't think
much. I don't think much about them.
All right, Donovan Mitchell. Is Joey, a stud. Joey goes to tour the ACL and plus got traded. So, not even
a... He got traded?
Yeah, he got traded.
To who?
Wallets.
I didn't know he got traded.
Wallets? Like I could be completely wrong. I could be completely wrong.
Honestly,
but he didn't get traded. He's not on the Jazz anymore.
I think I remember hearing that he was traded.
Yeah. I don't know where. I'm not going to lie. I don't know where. Unfortunately.
He's not on the Jazz anymore.
He's just not on the Jazz anymore. Bohan, Bogdanovic, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and then
Mike Conley.
That's their pieces.
I said Donovan Mitchell. I don't trust none of them.
I trust Donovan Mitchell. I don't trust everybody else.
Like, I trust Donovan Mitchell. But, like...
But Donovan Mitchell alone will not get you.
But, like, last year, they almost won the second round. They lost. Donovan Mitchell wasn't healthy. If Donovan Mitchell was fully healthy...
They still won, even with Donovan
Mitchell. No, it's not because the Clippers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like, if he's fully healthy... Because he came out and said he was, like, 50-50. He was, like, 50%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he's fully healthy, I can't guarantee he's
going to be healthy. Oh, yeah. Did I go 7 or go 6?
Six.
It was when Terrence McMahon dropped 40 on Rudy
I think
Gobert.
It was six. It
39 on Rudy Gobert. That's what it was.
That's
fucking defensive
up.
Player of the year.
Three times. Or twice.
Yeah. Side note, no more DPOY for for Rudy Gobert.
If Rudy Gobert gets a single goddamn vote,
I need a vote. It's just like, no,
I don't want... If he gets a vote, we need to talk. If he gets a single goddamn vote, I swear to God, hit this line. I'll give you my number. You can call and talk to me personally. You're fucking retarded.
See, I'm different because he'll always get a vote.
No, he does not.
But, like, there's a Draymond in the world.
I gave you the Jalen Ramsey comparison. I'll explain to you. So, I gave Don my Jalen Ramsey comparison. Because when it comes to, like defensive players, it says the corners, I hold Jalen Ramsey in the highest regard. That is the best one in the league, in my opinion.
But, do you have a rant enough where I can just use the restroom real quick?
Yes. I got plenty enough to rant to this shit. So, I told Diane this rant earlier. So, same here, buddy. So when it comes to Rudy Gobert, this is what I have to say. My contestant is like, I say, like, Jalen Ramsey to the Rams, corner, he's a cornerback. In my opinion, he's the best corner in the league. That's like saying, when it comes to Rudy Gobert, Jalen Ramsey, in the NBA, what the Clippers did is they isolated the fucking players and they got one-on-one with Rudy Gobert and they took his ass the fucking shit every single play. They worked his ass one-on-one, isolation every play, and they worked his ass. That's like saying you're going to go one-on-one, you're going to go 4-on-1, 4 seasons on one side, 1 season on one side with Jalen Ramsey. You're going to go one-on-one at the best corner of the league. And you're going to go attack his ass all day long. And you're going to succeed over and over and over again. You're going to go fucking 9-for-10 down the field, 100 yards, like 65 yards in a touchdown on the best cornerback in the league. That's not fucking going to happen. It's the best cornerback in the fucking league. You're not doing that. Like, if you're the best in the league at what you do, you're going to stop people with what they like to do.
Yeah, right.
That's what you do. If you're the best in the league at stopping people, you're going to not let them do what they like to do.
Right.
I'm like, I listened to Jalen Ramsey in the interview one day. He said, if I know a receiver's theta route is a slant, I'm going to make sure you don't get one single goddamn slant on me all fucking game. You might be able to get like an out route on me a couple of times. I might give you an out route, which is like, this is like a thigh and out. Mm. Instead of like a thigh and angles, it's just a slant. Mm. You might get me on a couple of those. But if I know your theta slant, your theta play is a slant on like third down, you're not getting a fucking slant.
Right.
Like, you beat me on something you don't like to do, I'll give it to you every now and then because I know it's not what you like to do. But I'll be damned if you're going to beat me at something that you like to do every fucking play. Like, there's a dude in this Thunder Saints named Michael Thomas. He's called Slant Boy. Because he runs slants every fucking play.
Sure.
He literally, like, generates called out in the fucking interview. He's like, when I played him, he's like, I'll be damned. He's not running slants on me, though. If he was running the fucking nine route, which is the go route, he's like, he's running the fucking nine on me all day. He's like, he's not faster than me. I'll catch up with his ass.
Mm.
He's like, he's not running the fucking slant. He's not running a slant on me, though. It's not going to work. It's standing with like, really go there. Like, if you know the slant is, like, good, like, fucking, like, a fucking turnaround theta, though, you stay on that shit. I don't know, though. I could go all day, though, this motherfucker, though. I really could.
I didn't even have to hear the whole story to know exactly what you're going to do.
So. I was like, saying, like Aaron Donald, defensive lineman, though.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the Indian football fan out there. So you know the swim move, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Donald loves the swim move.
Yeah.
You're like an offensive lineman, you're like, oh, he's not going to do a swim move on me. He's not going to do a swim move on me. Fucking decent the swim move gets a sack. Oh, damn, I didn't see that shit coming. I never saw it coming, though. A swim move? All right. Well, I know. This is what you study your team. You study your opponents for, though.
Mm-hmm. So did you lead on a part where LeBron literally decimated his ass?
No, I did not, though.
Okay, LeBron decimated his ass. And I'm tired of the Rudy Gobert Defensive Player of the Year talk. Because, one, Terrence Mann fucking got 39 points on him in the
not that Terrence Mann's dad. He's not 39 points in the final game that good, though.
Right.
Like, I'll just say that.
What I'm saying, so, like, I'm tired of this. Yeah,
his thighs gone?
Is that the bag?
Is the thighs gone?
That's
not
the bag.
Is it right here? Oh, the thighs gone? Oh, shit. No, he's just not that. He ain't
nothing to step up, bro. Yeah, I'm trying to Rudy Gobert deep push up. So, where were we really at?
I don't know.
We were talking about the Jazz in the West. Jazz in the West. I mean,
mainly, I don't trust them.
Second round. The Clippers, they don't have Paul George. Paul George will be back, huh?
Sauce.
Sauce?
Yeah.
They don't have Paul George. Paul George will be back before the playoffs. I'm pretty sure.
You think so?
Yeah. It was just a hand injury or some shit like that.
I saw something say he can miss the whole entire year, though.
Well, Kawhi with his ACL, which apparently he might come back.
No, I saw the same thing with Paul George.
Yeah, I did see that, too. I wonder. I wonder why. What was it? Because of the hand?
I saw his shoulder.
Elbow?
I thought it was shoulder.
Something was...
I thought it was a shoulder. Maybe I thought it was his shoulder.
I remember he had a shoulder injury back when...
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was shoulder.
I'm sorry we don't have the facts for y'all.
I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong.
I'm sorry we don't have the facts for y'all. I'm sorry.
What is wrong? I'm not going to lie to you. Tell us the talk. I'll tell you the talk, though.
I just remember Kawhi could possibly come back early.
If Paul George not come back, he's not coming back.
And I don't remember... Yeah, I mean, what's the point, right?
I'm not saying that, like... It's my opinion, though.
I hate how players do have that kind of mindset. Where they're just like, if my second star player's not coming back, I don't feel like coming back either.
Because they're not going to win, though. Like, yeah, Kyrie played, like, 20 games, he and KD missed. With the Nets.
Yeah, right? Out of 82 games.
Like, though, he started game off, game one, with, like, 50 points. And then dipped.
Basically. Play like.
I don't know why those are so trendy.
I'm dead. There's a nugget here somewhere.
Yeah, I eat the nuggets. There
it is. Got it.
I eat the nuggets.
Sorry, I bought McDonald's.
I didn't have that in like a year. I can bust it down to fucking the nuggets.
Yeah,
now.
This man ate half my food.
No, I know they eat fast food. Like, you guys not. I know they eat fast food like a year.
Yeah.
I've been busting down on some McDonald's tonight, bro.
This boy ate half my food.
I said, I ate five tacos. Like 3 hours ago. I ate five fucking tacos, though.
I'm not gonna lie, what's that one back at?
No, you had the I had the steak and I had the steak and onions and green peppers ones, though.
Oh, okay.
See, no, I ate all of those, though. I ate all of that shit, though. Like, I left no crumbs. You had to lift the fucking remaining shit, though.
I'm dead.
Because you need, like, there's like, hamburger meat.
Yeah.
There's cups of, like, fajita, like, seasoning.
Yeah.
And, like, green peppers and onions. Mm-hmm. Like, it was steak fajitas, almost.
Yeah, right.
Bust down. I'd bust it down, that shit. Oh, my God. This little bit, I had like a little refried greens on that shit with a little bit of cheese. I fucked that shit up. All
right, so let's go back to where
honestly,
we were.
Excuse me.
We were saying the Nuggets were a threat to the Warriors if Jamal and then PJ come back. And if Draymond didn't come back, which I think he'll come back.
Draymond will do that.
The Clippers... We're not sure about Kawhi. We're not sure about Paul George.
I don't know if they're coming back, though. I don't know. I really, really don't know if they're coming back.
That's fine on their part.
What's their seeding right now, anyways?
I think they... Oh, man.
Like, AC? I think they have a Clay in. Oh, yeah, I can do that, right? I'm sorry. I really don't... I mean, they're not playing terrible... But
yeah, please look it up.
No, I got it.
There's still a team that you don't want to face on a regular day.
They're 30 and 31. I know that. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
They are the A seed. Yeah, they're the A seed. Blake is the 9 seed. Like, they're in the play-in right now.
Yeah.
Would you want to play Dallas? Yeah, I thought Dallas. Apparently, Luka not making the all-star starters pissed him off, and apparently he's got on a really good diet. It's like
I heard.
Apparently, so I kind of really love to hear that, because I didn't want to see his ass get on a good diet for a while.
Yeah.
So, I'd love to see it from that standpoint.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Would you want to doubt? Would you want to? And because he took single handedly the Clippers to game 7.
Huh?
He single handedly took the Clippers to game 7 in 7
of those 6.
No, it's just 7.
7?
Because they were 2-0.
Yeah, that's right.
Then it was 2-2. Then they won game 3 as 5 in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about the Clippers being like a fucking
Then they're choking. They're like, oh, they're going to choke, though. Down 2-0. And with the fucking two of the best players in the league, though.
Yeah, I remember. And they came back twice. 2-0. Down 2-0. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, against the Jazz, too.
Yeah.
Well, just against the Warriors? No. I feel like the Warriors beat the Braves.
Who's stopping Luka?
Who's stopping Maxie? That's not. Maxie Kleber, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know, but Maxie Kleber's a goal, in our opinion.
It is healthy, though. It is healthy.
It's healthy, yeah, of course.
He's in the heart, though.
There's Maxie Kleber, Michael Jordan, LeBron James.
Any 3-year-old you want to go in? It's not with us?
No. Maxie Kleber. And then the other two can go in.
Yeah, Nash is one. You know, Nash is one, and then Michael Jordan, and I'm down 2A, 2D.
Right.
Either way, that's
the A. Nash is number one, boy.
So. Nash is number one. He is the undisputed GOAT. So, you know, Nash is like sick, fucking 50, 25, and 10 a season, though.
Right.
Man, it's got
to sleep.
Man, it does what he does.
On a bad day.
On a bad day, he's got the 35 and 20. It's too easy.
Come on, Nash Kleber. But in reality, the Mavericks have no shot. I'm sorry. I like Luka Doncic. I feel like the relationship that he had with Nikola Jokic, which you probably didn't see much All Star coverage.
I didn't see
it. They look like they're really good friends.
Maybe Nikola could come down to Dallas.
That's what I'm saying. Or maybe they can get a trade.
There's not enough money then to go out
to Denver. Yeah, willingly. So, there's definitely money in Dallas.
If Nikola came to Dallas, which there is no state income taxes, I would say the fucking Dallas Nuggets are a team that no one wants to play.
Yeah.
You don't want to play Luka and Nikola Jokic on the same fucking team.
Yeah, if they really like that,
I would love that.
And Maxie? I don't know about that.
And Maxie, it's just a wrap. If Maxie's healthy, it's just done, bro. They're getting 5 chips in a row.
Let's not go to hypotheticals. Just what else we got here in NBA?
Who's a sleeper team you can see getting to like the conference finals or like the finals?
Bro, I mean, I don't know if you call them a sleeper, other than the number one seed, and they're definitely my team. It's Miami. I really feel like Miami is the team, not the team to beat, because obviously
they're definitely not the team to beat.
But when they're number one seed in the East, that's automatically in a NBA standpoint, the team to beat, but in reality, they're a sleeper.
The Bucks, are the
Nets, the Sixers, but I feel like
on court though.
I have no problem whether we win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
I can sleep at night knowing that we could possibly win every series in my head.
That's my heat talking back there.
No, I don't think it's a Heat. I'm a fan. I know every single player on the Heat.
I
love my Miami Heat team.
I know you do. I will say, if you can go to sleep easy at night knowing, oh, we can beat the Bucks, there's something wrong with you.
I feel like
there's something wrong with you, because I've seen the Bucks play y'all.
I've seen the Bucks play y'all. It's 1-1. The only time we play is the Bucks.
I'm just saying this, without LeBron.
The last time I witnessed
a Bucks Heat game go down 27 at the end of the third quarter. 27.
We didn't have We didn't have Kyle Lowry. We have a whole different team.
I will say that. Didn't have the Bucks. We had Kyle Pettigrew either. They ended the championship under their belt. To have all the questions answered, they are fully aware and they are very well confident in themselves.
They are not fully healthy.
They are now.
They are. Brook Lopez is still not back.
They got Drew Holiday back and Chris Middleton.
Drew Holiday back. Yeah.
And Chris Middleton.
Brook Lopez, apparently, who shared Giannis' knees when Giannis is on the bench. You remember that, right?
I'll say this.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, he doesn't have you.
I don't understand how that happens, but.
We have a running joke that whenever Giannis on the bench, Brook Lopez steal his knees. Steal Giannis and leave.
Just watch the man play, though.
Did that man get putback dunks?
No.
He get alley-oops. Giannis is on the bench.
See, I thought this was a joke until I saw this man catching alley-oops one day. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This man caught the shit out the sky. No, this man jumped like 15 feet in the air to catch this shit, though. I'm like, man, I ain't think this dude could jump higher than I could.
Right.
And I'm a fucking 5'10 white guy. I'm like, come on now.
Right.
Like, no, this dude jumped like 6 feet to catch this shit, though. I was like, there's no way.
Brook Lopez is still not back. He just hasn't played all year. Almost all year. Right?
Uh-huh.
But I feel like the Miami team with Kyle Lowry are people that you might not know of, but I'm a Miami fan. I have guys like Gabe Vincent. I have guys like Max Strus. I have guys like Omer Yurtseven, who's been doing spectacular. Tyler Hero, Sixth Man of the Year.
Unfortunately,
no, not even a question. Tyler Hero, Sixth Man of the Year.
That's great. Right? I understand that. As you know, and I know, players come around. Players like that don't get in the game.
No,
because the rotation gets shrunk to about 8 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
8 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Those motherfuckers ain't sniffing the court. Not when Gerard is up there playing 46 minutes. They're not touching the same court as those motherfuckers out there with the world chance still. They're not snowing the game. They make eye contact, they're going to miss the next 3 games. That's how that shit goes.
Yeah.
They're not coming on the court again, though. Or they're getting ditch slapped back in the next year, though.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's just not what's going to happen. It's going to come down to Dan Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, and Kyle Lowry. Those three guys and those three guys alone are going to determine how far y'all go in the playoffs.
Them three, yes.
Maybe Tyler Hero. Even if Tyler Hero does good, the one of those guys doesn't, y'all are going home in the second round. Because y'all going to have to either play Milwaukee, Philly, Brooklyn, or, like, the Celtics in the first or second round alone.
I am fine with
and
that.
If you're fine with that, you're just fucking idiot. You need to turn the mental asylum, though.
You don't see what I see. And this is exactly what you saw in 2020. You didn't think we were going to be the Bucks. You didn't think we were going to be the Bucks, and we beat them in 5.
You said the same shit last year. You said the same.
Tyler Hero wasn't Tyler Hero. We didn't have Kyle Lowry. We didn't have all these bench players that who've been playing all season due to COVID. We haven't had Bam, Lowry, and Jimmy.
Don't last year.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I said. Tyler Hero wasn't good last year. He choked. The whole season? Yes.
You showed the whole season? Okay.
That's what I said. He didn't have a good season last year. Right? Mm-hmm. And then we did have Kyle Lowry.
Who's to say he won't choke again in the playoffs this year?
Not only did he choke in the playoffs, he didn't do good the whole season. Okay? This is his best season by far this season. Better than his rookie season. Even he had historic numbers this rookie season. I see your hand up.
I have a major issue I need to address.
All right.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher, I have a question.
Okay, question.
Who is the most Nate Thomas mock team in the East? We've made Nate Thomas the last 5 years. 10 years. Who's the team that if you knew you could laugh at them in the playoffs, no matter what seat they had, because they had a certain player on their team that you knew you could laugh at their playoff performances? He had a nice little daughter with him next to him, too. I know you know the name. I'll say the name for you. His name is Lowry Kyrie. Kyle Lowry. He is a part of the brotherhood that is probably the saddest, most pathetic playoff group I've ever seen in my entire life. When it comes to playoff times, anything close to me now.
Whoa.
Kyle Lowry, shut the fuck up, student. So Kyle Lowry has some of the worst playoff games I've ever seen in my entire life. When it comes to choking on some fat dicks, though, he's choked on probably the biggest, fattest ones I've ever seen when it comes to playoffs, though. This man has choked harder against playoff teams I've ever seen in my entire life. Okay. You know he only 2-17 in the game? 2-17 in the game. I'm not done yet, not soliloquy. Hold on,
student. I
know DeMar DeRozan was with him, and I just turned the phone off. I was like, still recording. All right, yeah, face ID. Can you see your face?
It's over.
Anyways, I'm just saying. Now, LeBron's not in the East no more, so thank God that's not the case. Or else he might get beaten 3 games. You know how that goes. But I'm just saying, Kyle Lowry, he's in the part of some of the worst playoff performances I've ever seen in my entire life. I laughed at every extent because I think it was hilarious. And it was very funny watching LeBron bitch them every year. It was almost like just right on time. But now that he's in Miami, it's all fixed. Hey, man. Maybe he might start running off on some of his teammates, you know what I mean? His trash ass ability and starting, you know, his tongue's getting sweaty in the playoff times. Not really on some of the teenagers, you know, so we'll see. I mean, they had some playoff extension last year, and then they got swept, but I mean, hey, no, we'll see how it goes, though.
All right. Cool. This is where I put my hand up. If you didn't know, Sue put his hand up for saying T.J. have a question. Even though I let him go, he didn't let me go.
I had something to say.
So we're forgetting that the year after, Kyle Lowry also helped Kawhi Leonard get a championship, right? And we're not going to sit here and pretend that Kawhi Leonard got that championship by himself. Are we going to pretend that? We're not going to pretend that Kawhi credits Kyle Lowry for the championship. One. Two. We're not going to credit that Kyle Lowry will get his jersey retired in Toronto. We're not going to credit that the fact that he's also a champion in Toronto is not the point where we're making it. And that was the last thing he did in Toronto. Right? Is that not the thing that we're pointing out here? Because, yes, sure. The only time, just like how we gave the excuse to James Harden for only losing to the Warriors, he only lost to LeBron.
Fair enough.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So then, here's the point where I'm trying to make. Kyle Lowry is not... We're not giving Kyle Lowry the second best player.
I'll say this though.
We're not giving Kyle Lowry the torch to lead our
he
team.
He is not only point.
Okay.
Not only did he get beat, he never won a single game. LeBron beat them 16 times in a row.
No, he did not.
It was 16-1.
No, it wasn't 16-1. If the Raptors took him 6-1 time. Not 2016. Not 2018, it was a sweep. 2017. No, it was a game that went 6. I promise you to God, it went six.
It was 2015. I'll tell you, it was 2015.
Okay, it went
when
6.
When Kyrie was out, I remember.
Okay, it was 18 was only sweet. 18 was only sweet.
2017 is something too.
17 was sweet.
2017, 19-5. 2017, 19-5.
Maybe. Okay,
They might have won the game. They snacked on though.
Okay.
They might have got a game. I don't remember. But, like, I just knew that then, like, the Cavs won, like, 4 of the 5 games, that like, fucking 20. So, like, I consider that a sweet. Like, if you win 4 of the 5 games, that like, 20 or more, you got swept, though. Like, I don't know what to tell you, though.
But I agree that you said Kyle Lowry has playoff wonders. I mean, with DeRozan. Mm-hmm. The one time he was not with DeRozan, he won a championship.
Who's to say that wasn't mainly Kawhi?
It was obviously mainly Kawhi. All right, I'm called Kyle Lowry.
I will say this though: if you're saying Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet did not have as much, if not more, of the role into doing that, then Kyle Lowry not even the leader of the team, the on the court, Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam were just as important, if not more important than Kyle Lowry on the court.
Well, what more? When you're a point guard on a team, you're probably. I mean, Siaka was good, yes. Mm-hmm. Kawhi was obviously great. Mm-hmm. Fairly came off the bench when Kyle Lowry wasn't playing.
Who's also a point guard?
When he wasn't playing.
They played together.
You're correct. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. But like, you're not gonna say that Kyle Lowry did not have the impact of them winning.
No. He had a couple of really really big shots in games. I think it was game 6, actually.
Yeah, we watched that game. I mean, I didn't like Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, we watched him. We watched a couple of games.
But Kyle Lowry, I can say that Kyle Lowry did contribute into them winning a championship.
Surprisingly, yes. We were those stars for that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So then you're going to the past, but in the last past, like, not the last past, the most recent past, they won a championship. Is that not true?
Wasn't last year.
Huh?
Wasn't last year.
What did happen last year?
They got down to the first round.
Was it first round? I didn't think they made the playoffs.
That's even worse.
Well, either way, Kyle Lowry not chosen to be the best player on the team. Kyle Lowry not even chosen to be the second best player on the team. We have Kyle Lowry.
If we're really being honest,
Kyle Lowry not the first or second best player on the team, the championship team, right? Hopefully he's not. The third best player on the championship team, right?
If not fourth.
If not fourth, but right now, he's the third best player on the championship team. Just like how we said he is, right? Is that not right? What?
I don't know. I'm like a Tyler Hero to him, though.
What?
I don't know. Starting a franchise, I'm like a Tyler Hero to him.
Okay, that's different in a way. But Kyle Lowry is...
He's our third best player, though.
Kyle Lowry is a great shooter. Kyle Lowry is a...
Good defender. Yeah. Not a great defender anymore. He's a good defender.
He can take charges like anybody better in the league, right? We're going.
So he can flop. Yeah, I was like, so he can flop. Yeah, yeah, I've
seen the game. They're not flops. Okay, no, wait. They're flops. We're going to our hour. So we're gonna stop it right here, and then we're gonna go to the next subject. Not the next subject, but the next area. Okay.
Wait, sure. Give me a second. We're gonna start right back here.
Huh?
We're gonna talk an hour.
Thank you for listening to the Bay Let's Talk About podcast. We had to end it due to TKO. But thank you for listening to Mayo Talk podcast. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening. Feel free to send us a voice message on the Anchor app to join our podcast, or you can follow Kung Fu Gotti on Instagram or Jake_Campbell34 on Instagram. Feel free to message us, and then we'll get you on the podcast. So, thank you again for watching. The Meryl Shaka Podcast, Season 3, Episode 3 of the Trade
Yes, Sir!
Slash All-Star Break Podcast. Thank you for listening, and good night. Go Heat, go Dogs.
Go Dogs, baby. Yeah. National Champs!
Thank you all. Peace.
Yes, sir. Take care.